Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Perspective Power Radio Network. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 29th day of June, 2016. You've got Team Gratitude with you. Annette Rochelle Aben, myself, and award-winning artist David Martinko. We would like you to visit his websites, that's right, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. You'll find lots of really great music there. Absolutely. What a fantastic opportunity to get together with everybody right now. I could not be more excited. Thought about it all night while I slept last night, all morning while I was brushing my teeth and getting the coffee and all the stuff that I do first thing in the morning. What was it I was thinking about? Gratitude. I was thinking about gratitude. I was thinking about it. I was feeling it. And I have to tell you that my attitude was pretty darn nice to be around, right? Nice to be around. Sometimes I wonder when I see people out and about, you know, you see them walking here and there, they're going to the stores, or where at an event, you could be someplace where you've gathered for a reason, like, say, a wedding or a graduation, you know, events. It's the summertime here in the United States, anyway, if you're listening on the other side of the hemisphere, it's winter. So there's still events that go on. But we have all of these wonderful summer events. We have backyard barbecues. We have festivals. A lot of the local churches have festivals that go on all summer long, and people get together and play games and listen to good music. So there's a lot of ways that you can be around people, a lot of things that go on. And if you've ever wondered, when you look at somebody, like, what's going on inside of them? Go back to the first thing I said. Have you ever wondered when you looked at somebody? You can almost tell sometimes, what's going on inside of them. The reason I say that is our attitude, it shows. It shows in the way we walk. It shows in the way we behave around other people. It shows on our faces sometimes, and it can actually show sometimes in the way we dress. Like, if I have an attitude that says, I don't need your approval for how I dress, you can be dressed whatever way suits you, as long as you're not breaking any dress code somewhere or causing a public scene. And, you know, come on, there are people whose attitude is, I don't care about anything, and they can get in a lot of trouble. However, the thought I'm trying to say is, let's say you're at a pool party, and everybody's walking around in bikinis, and you feel more comfortable wearing a one-piece or a sarong, then your attitude might be, I'm honoring the way I feel inside today, and I want to be happy, so I'm grateful that I have a choice, and I'm going to wear what I want to wear. So when I say, when you look at somebody and you wonder what's going on inside them, pay attention. Make it a study for a moment. If that's, you know, something that gives you a joy, it gives me a joy sometimes to just observe people, be a people watcher. And I can generally tell the people whose attitude is filled with gratitude, who allows gratitude to be something that they embody, they feel it, because it shows, right? It really shows. And it gives them that je ne sais quoi. You know, we can say that person's got something special. Je ne sais quoi, right? They got something special going on. And you wonder what it is. Could it be they just won the lottery? Could it be they just got the best job of their entire life? Could it be they've met the love of their life? Well, all of those things that we would like to have allow us to then show that gratitude through our attitude. But what if you don't have that? What if you've not met the love of your life? What if you don't have that rockin' job you'd like, and you're kind of like me? I don't play, so I don't win, so I haven't won the lottery today, right? How can you get that attitude that makes people look at you and think, I wonder if they were born that way, right? I wonder if they were born that way. Gratitude, that's the key, that's the thing. That's what makes the difference. That is what makes the difference. I'll say it again. That is what makes the difference. That, gratitude. Honest and truly, Magooly, that is it. You know, grocery shopping, I'm going to go back to that. I love to grocery shop. I swear I could run a business for people and grocery shop for them for several reasons. First of all, I like grocery shopping. I think it's fun. Don't like grocery shopping in adverse weather. Nobody likes a struggle trying to get to your cart when you're pushing your buggy through 14 inches of slush and mush. Nobody likes, not, I mean, deep, but I mean just from the car, you know, the grocery store to your car, and it's a lot longer than 14 inches. Sometimes it's 14 feet or 14 yards, depending on where you had to park. And darn few people like hauling their groceries out when it's pouring rain. Why? Because everything gets wet. Yuck. So grocery shopping, the actual act of being in the store and going through and picking out the produce and things, that I like. I love it. I think it's fun. I love to bargain hunt, and I love, 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 love when they hit that total button. Like the last time I was there, I think I owed them $20 and a few pennies. But when she said, and you saved $38.36, I was like, yes. So I like grocery shopping. And for if you want to find out how I did that, hit me up on Facebook on our fan page, facebook.com/perspectivepower, and I will tell you how I did that. It's no secret, trust me. It's just a little detective work, and I figured it out. But anyway, I digress. But I really could start a business grocery shopping for people because my attitude when I hit that store is one of I'm going to have fun. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the things I find on sale. I like to find the surprises. Like I go in planning to buy spinach, but I find that kale's on sale. It's like, well, guess what? Let's get them both. Or let's get the kale this week instead of the spinach. So to me, when I walk in that store, I might not be Rockefeller, but I feel like $1 million because I love being there. I'm happy to be there. I want to be there. And because I am grateful, I have all that going for me, my attitude is one of people want to hang around me. The people that work at the store come up to me, hey, how are you doing today? Or they comment, I look like sunshine today. It's so good to be in your energy. Or they come up and they hug me, right? Not necessarily always thrilled that people who don't know me, but I know these people now. I've been hanging out at that store for 4 years. We know each other's names, in spite of the fact that they wear name tags, but they've gotten to know mine. And they ask how I'm doing, and they are genuinely concerned. It's not just like, oh, hi, how are you today? Not because they have to. Their attitudes give me such a thrill because it doesn't matter what's going on in their lives, and sometimes they do share that. Their attitude at that moment is one of happiness, pleasure, excitement, love, acceptance, peace, joy. Even if they don't have that anymore once I walk past them, which, by the way, they do. They had it before I got there, they had it while I was there, and they had it once I walk away. Why? Because they're grateful. They're grateful for their jobs. They're grateful to be able to interact with people. The girl in the floral department is grateful to work with flowers. She really likes it. Gal in the meat department is really happy because she enjoys that. The guy that's in the deli, he loves to serve people. And the people in the bakery, they have a blast decorating cakes. I mean, you can just see it on their faces when you walk through. They really are grateful to be where they are. And it shows. It becomes their attitude. It becomes the thing that they want to share with us. So they have so much more to give. And it shines through the way they give it. Gratitude is a new attitude. It really is. People can say, I'm on a power trip. You ever hear that? Oh, I'm on a power trip. Or they say that usually about somebody else. They're on a power trip. 9 times out of 10, if that's the way you're describing somebody and you're describing it with that sort of disdain in your voice, like, ugh, good gravy Marie, that person's on a power trip, your attitude is not one of gratitude. Ha ha! You may be sitting there thinking that what you're doing is you're accurately describing that other person's energy, and maybe you are. But you're also showing us your energy. Didn't think about that, did you? Of course not. we it's funny. We are on this earth for one purpose. Seriously, to be happy. To be happy. That's why we're here. That's it in a nutshell. Write it down. H-A-P-P-Y. Put it in front of you so you can see it. And every time you are having to question why you're here, you look at that word, happy. Happiness is something we generate inside of ourselves. It's an energy. It's an attitude. Happiness is not a thing. Happiness is not a flower. Happiness is not a puppy dog. Happiness is not chocolate. Even though we may be happy, I received flowers this weekend. Beautiful yellow flowers. Oh, my gosh. Lovely bouquet of flowers. My favorite being the carnations. Thank you for the carnations and all the flowers. And they're just absolutely gorgeous. So was I happy when I received the flowers? Oh, my gosh, I was elated. I was elated because somebody thought about me. I was elated because the flowers are beautiful and so on and so on. What did I talk about? Puppies. Happy. We think happy. We think puppies. I don't know. Puppies, I have cats. So right now we're going to talk cats. Now, I smile when I hear the cats rumbling around at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're chasing each other up and down the hallway. Why? Because it tells me that they're happy. And we talked about chocolate. Made something really cool yesterday. I'm working on a dessert for the 4th of July, which is coming up shortly, at least from the live program it is. And so I kind of made the frosting for it, the topping for it, yesterday. Worked out really, really well. And it's not a huge amount. I mean, it's sort of like a glazy thing. It's not going to be a ton of it. So, yeah, yum. I know what that's going to taste like. Now we just got to make the brownies, and we're all going. But the idea is those things aren't happiness, but my attitude towards them was one of happiness because I was grateful that my friend was so thoughtful and that she presented me with a token of her thoughtfulness, which were the flowers. I was grateful to hear the kitties because I'd rather hear them chasing each other and having a good time than being hurt and in pain. And I was also grateful that we have this wonderful, loving energy in the house to remind us to just lighten up and have fun. And I was grateful for the chocolate because that experiment turned out A-okay. So thank you, actually, Amy Zerner, fashion designer out of the Hamptons in New York, because it's her recipe. Wonderful stuff. Hit her up on her Facebook page and say, hey, Annette Rochelle Abens said you have this really cool brownie recipe with a peanut butter chocolate frosting on top. What about that? Because they're really good. She calls them Amy's Brownies. So a little plug there for the brownies. But the idea here is my attitude wasn't because I had chocolate, wasn't because I had kitty cats to listen to play and romp, and it wasn't because flowers walked into my life. I don't always eat chocolate desserts. In fact, that's generally not something I have around. Kitty cats? Well, okay, I've had cats since the 80s, so cats are always around, but they're not always happy, right? And flowers? Don't always have those. What made those things special? What brought that energy into my life in such a way that I can sit here and smile about it even after the initial moments are past? Gratitude. Gratitude for the energy, gratitude for the things, gratitude and appreciation for it. Gratitude is the new attitude. Absolutely. Gratitude for you, appreciation for you. I couldn't be more appreciative for you. Team Gratitude is so amazingly happy that you tune into the program, that you share the program, but equally as importantly, that you go out there and you give it your all so that you have an attitude of gratitude. That raises the vibration. It brings everybody up. It gets us all to a better place. And this place is the Perspective Power Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. Find us live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and of course, catch our archives. Catch award-winning artist David Martinka at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and me, Annette Rochelle Aben, at annetterochelleaben.press.com. Thank you so much. We're grateful for you.